All right, settle down. You heard the rain. That's about rainmaking. This is Alan Weiss, and the way I see it. And today we're going to make rain by talking about techniques to build credibility with any buyer. Number one, assume a peer mentality. Don't allow yourself to be cast in a dog and pony show. You're not a trained SEAL. Don't balance hoops on your nose. Don't show up, by the way, with visual aids for this very reason. You come in packing PowerPoint, I'm leaving the room. Adopt an attitude that the two of you are peers, mutually exploring a working relationship. You might accept it or reject it. Now, that's right. The buyer is seeing whether you're right for the job. You're seeing whether the buyer is right for you. Get that into your head. Number two, be patient. Don't barge into silence and state, let me tell you about myself. Believe it or not, you're not there to get a sale. You're there to develop a relationship. And this might require several meetings. Let silence last. Usually when you barge into silence, you say something stupid like, tell me, how long have you been this tall? Number three, use provocative questions to get the buyer to talk about himself or herself, or at least about the company. Show an interest in the buyer and in the business. So ask questions that are better than, gee, what keeps you up at night, which is trite and stale and stupid. Ask questions like, what are the three things you need to get done this year, if nothing else? Or, what legacy would you like to leave here? Number four, do your homework. If it's a publicly traded company, learn the current stock price in the Wall Street Journal or online. Learn the company history, the major competition, the primary market served. You can Google all that stuff. Become conversant in the client's business environment before you ever meet the buyer. Number five, pushback. Choose your spots to disagree with the buyer. That's right, disagree. At least offer some alternative viewpoints. Relationships are built on honesty and candor. Trust is the honest-to-God belief you have my best interest in mind. Buyers are surrounded by yes people. Offer some different views. A lot of them are starting with faulty basic premises. That's what happens when your nose is against the glass for so long. Number six, offer immediate value. Demonstrate some techniques or approaches that might be applicable. Don't wallow in theory and don't focus on your exceptional credentials. Who cares? Provide help. Value could be something that you've seen elsewhere, but you want the buyer to basically say, if I'm getting this much value from this person now, what on earth would I get if I actually hired them? Number seven, embrace the buyer in your conversation. Use we and us, for example. Orient your conversation around how the two of you would partner, not what you would do to them. Encourage the buyer to think about the two of you working in concert. Both of you will have accountabilities. This way, when the buyer says, how do you know you can achieve those objectives? You say, I know I can't, but I know that we probably can, together. Number eight, focus on business outcomes. Spend as little time as possible on alternatives and deliverables and input. Who cares? Training and surveys and retreats and audits, please. And emphasize results. Market share, improved credibility in the marketplace, better media coverage, less stress, higher profits. You know what I'm talking about. Number nine, ensure that your image is professional. Dress well, even in a business casual environment. Dress a little better than the buyer. And by the way, if you're ever in a casual environment and you should be wearing casual clothes, the surest indication of a successful, wealthy person is expensive casual clothes. Keep that in mind. But don't listen to this absurd advice from the so-called gurus that you should dress down and dumb down your dress and dumb down your attire and dumb down your conversation. Forget about it. I don't want somebody dumb around me. Make sure your grooming is appropriate. Make sure your language is correct. Number 10, take the initiative. Ask about and reaffirm the meeting time frame and the agenda. Suggest next steps. One of the biggest mistakes consultants make is they don't create a definitive next step. They say, I'll get back to you. You get back to me. This was great. Let me summarize. That's amateurville. What's the next specific step? If you're afraid to ask for that, you don't deserve to be there. Summarize what you've heard and act like someone accustomed to working with higher level people. Listen, you're not going to close every deal or charm every buyer, but at least ensure that it's not because you're not your own worst enemy. Oh yeah, I'm Alan Weiss, and that's the way I see it.